love you, and we're so happy that one more day we can bring the good news of Jesus' salvation. Oh, how we are loved. Let's have a good time together worshiping our precious Savior, our darling Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. That song behind me is At the Cross. That's where our burdens rolled away. Our sin was taken care of. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on that cross for us. We thank you that we don't have to give in to an old sinful nature. We thank you that because we believe in Jesus and we've given our hearts to him, that we are new creations, that you've given us a brand new heart, a heart of love, a heart of love for you, Father, and Jesus and the Holy Ghost, and a love for one another. Thank you, Father. Bless us this afternoon now as we come together to worship you during this season. We love you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen. There may be all kinds of things going on around us, trouble, pain, fear. Let's just take it to the cross and leave it there. Jesus will take care of everything. Let's get our eyes on him. The old Hank Williams song that says, I saw the light. Jesus opened my eyes to the truth in 1978. And I've been serving him and following him ever since. He's the love of my life. And then he gave me a husband.
Yes!
To be the love of my life here on earth.
Amen!
For eternity.
Hello everyone, this is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley at Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. Welcoming you to just join in with us. Let's have some good news today. What do you say?
Yes.
You know what the good news is, Pastor Nikki? The cross.
That's it.
Let's all sing that chorus together. Here we go. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's broken.
Oh, alas. Oh, he groaned upon that tree. Oh Lord, how we love you and praise you. We want to say that we've enjoyed being with you for the last few weeks.
We're going to try one more day
tomorrow before we head to North Carolina and West Virginia. Hey, let's sing this chorus.
All right, let's go.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light. Say that we're so glad that you've joined in with us for the next 30 minutes, and I pray that God will bless your socks off.
Amen.
And you know the Bible says if we seek him, we'll find him.
Yes.
And the Bible also says those that delight in the Lord. Are you delighting in the Lord?
Yes. Yes.
He will give you and me the desires of our hearts. I know what my desire is. Do you really know what your desire is?
Yes.
I pray you do. My desire is to please God and to glorify my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
And you know why I want to do that? It's because Jesus lives in my heart.
Amen.
I'm so glad that He came in, washed all my sins away, and He gave me a new life. I'm a new creature.
Yes.
I'll never be the same, and I've come too far to turn back now.
Amen.
This old song by Hank Williams, he said, I saw the light. Have you saw the light?
Yes.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. I wandered so aimless, I filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. When Jesus came like a stranger in the night, we'll now praise the Lord. I saw the light. I saw the light. Oh, Lord, in my No more in darkness. Praise God. No more in the nighttime.
No.
Oh, you remember the old song says, well, the snakes crawl at night. Well, you know, the devil loves to work in darkness because he can't work in the light.
No, he can't.
And I thank God today that almost 29 years ago that the Lord came into... No, it's been more than 29 years. 1987?
30.
It'll be 30 years, October 28th, 1987. Well, 29 years. I was right the first time. But anyway, I want to thank God that I'm not walking in darkness.
Oh, amen.
The Bible says that those that do evil, they prefer to walk in the darkness, as I expounded yesterday on the good news out of the Word of God. But I want to tell you something. It's so much better to walk in the light. Because when you're walking in the light, you can see and discern between good and evil.
Yes.
The lion of the devil and the truth of God.
Amen.
And I praise Him today that if all of us will turn to the Lord, that He will hear and answer our prayers.
He sure will.
I praise Him. You've got a word for us, some good news today.
Oh, yes, something that the Apostle Peter wrote years ago.
All right. Give that to us.
From the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Wow, what a good word. A lively hope. We have a living hope, don't we? And we can have that joy unspeakable because Jesus has overcome sin, amen, death, and the grave.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Buck.
Well, Peter was a disciple that I can relate to. Peter was a man that was impulsive. He was quick to anger. He was just about the most imperfect man that you could ever meet. And yet something happened to him when he met Jesus. And he was willing to leave his occupation as a fisherman. That's how he made a living, took care of his family. He was willing to leave that behind to follow Jesus. Because Jesus told him, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, Peter wrote in 1 Peter, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope. Beloved, I want to tell you today that through Jesus Christ, we can have a lively hope. Oh, I tell you what, a lot of us is putting our hope in what we have or what we think we can gain. A lot of us are really, our hope is in money. Our hope is in power. Our hope is in being over people on our job. But Peter was saying that this is a lively hope. You know what? If you're not putting your hope in Jesus, that hope you have, it's not a lively hope. It's a dead hope.
That's right.
You know what? It's not. It's going to go down to the end of the road, and there's going to be nothing there. But Peter was saying, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. That's why we have the Good News program. Pastor Nikki and I, we want to make sure that you understand that we as children of God, or even if you're not a child of God, you can become one through this program that we're having. That peace and grace can be multiplied. And that no matter what's happening, the pandemic and everything that's happening around us, we know that our God shall supply all our need according to His riches in glory. I don't like trouble. I think it would take a complete idiot to enjoy trouble. Now, some people seem like they feed off of trouble, but they're not followers of Christ. Because Jesus Christ said, I will give you a peace that's not of this world. And so in the middle of everything that's going on with this pandemic, Pastor Nikki and I have found peace.
Amen.
You know what? We didn't find it. We already had it.
We had it.
We had it. And I was just thinking of how good my left knee transplant has been, replacement. And been through a lot of pain. I've been through a lot of things trying to readjust. But this has been a perfect time during this pandemic for me to take more time to be thankful for the air that I breathe, for waking me up this morning and the blood running warm in my veins, for the way that He has taken care of every situation that I have had to face. And I thank Him that He gave me a marriage that has lasted and that it gets sweeter as the days go by. And I praise God, and I feel like Peter, that listen, we're all blessed. But if you don't feel blessed, if you feel like that you've been cheated, you feel like you've been robbed, you feel like that maybe even God has done you wrong, then listen, there's something wrong with your thinking.
That's right.
Because the good news is that God loves you.
Yes.
He loves you, and He has a good plan. He has a destiny. God wants you to fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
Some of us don't know whether we're coming or going. Some of us don't know which end is up. But I'm going to tell you there's someone that can help you know who you are. And in Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror. You are more than the problems of this world.
Yes.
All the Word of God says in the Good News says that if we have enough faith, we can speak to a mountain and it will be moved, cast away into the sea.
Yes.
Now listen, I know that sometimes people say, well, I don't have enough faith because God has not answered my prayer. Well, listen, beloved, you got to hang on. And you got to keep believing. Because sometimes God, He'll say no. Sometimes God says no. That's not being preached much anymore. But sometimes God will say no when you pray for something. And that something you pray for is not the direction that God wants you to go in. Sometimes you pray for things and you want things that God knows that it's not the best. Listen, there is a God in heaven that wants only the best for you and me.
Amen.
And that's what we should seek after. We need to pray like Jesus did. Not my will. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus knew that before they come and took him away to be crucified, to be tortured, to be spat upon, to be ridiculed, to be mocked, the very one that created us, we mocked him and spit on him. Jesus knew that he had to have his Father's and the Spirit of God to be with him, because this was going to be hard to do in the flesh.
Amen.
You know, there's so many things that we consider as a Christian that's just simply too hard to do. There are some things that it's just too hard to give up. But I want you to know that the Spirit of God can take this old flesh. The Spirit of God can take this 75-year-old man, and God can still use me. And that's exactly why in a couple days we are heading north to the mountains of North Carolina and West Virginia, because we're on a mission. Folks, I want to tell you, if you're a child of God, you're on a mission, and you need to ask God, what do you want me to do? And don't think he won't tell you. He'll show you exactly what you want to do. But you've got to have an open mind, because sometimes we close our mind off to God speaking to us because we'll have to get out of our comfort zone. Oh, my word, we'll have to get out of our comfort zone. We'll have to make changes in our life. We'll have to get out of our box, and we'll have to get out there, and we'll have to tread the unknown waters. But you know what? You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did when you obey God and you lay your head down on a pillow at night. You will say, Lord, this has been a good day. I've not done everything right, but praise God, I know I've not done everything wrong, because you, living in me, have shown me the way today. And I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you.
Yes.
You know what?
Amen.
Oh, if you're watching me today, if you're watching today, why don't you just take a moment out? Why don't you take this moment out just to say thank you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You brought me a mighty long way. I know I've not arrived. And I know I'm not doing what I should do sometimes. I know I fail you every day. But I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your forgiveness. I want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you that you ain't give up on me. I want to thank you, Lord, that you always give me another chance. Oh, beloved, today, can you just take out just a moment to thank him? To thank him. In 1 Peter, the 5th verse, he said, well, let's go to the 4th verse. 1 Peter, chapter 1, 4th verse. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Maybe I went too fast on that. He's given us an inheritance. An inheritance is going to be perfect. It's not corruptible with sin. Oh, when we see what God has prepared for those that love him. Oh, my goodness. Listen to me today. We have a reservation in heaven. Woo! Oh, that ought to make you want to shout. No matter what church you go to, it ought to make you want to shout that we have a reservation in heaven. And our name is there. Reserved for Buck Stanley. Reserved for you. And we are kept by the power of God. Listen, we can't do this on our own. We can't do it on our own. I want to say this today. We can't make it on our own. But we need the power of God. We need the Holy Ghost in our life. We need the Holy Ghost for Him to lead us through that host of the devil that comes against us each and every day. We are kept by the power of God, and one day we're going to stand before all creation and the angels, and God's going to say, your name is here in the book of life. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to ask you today, do you know Him? Do you know Him? And if you've got the answer, I don't really know whether I know Him or not, then I beg you to believe that God sent His Son to save us from our sins. A perfect sacrifice, born of a virgin. Mary did not need a man to have this child, but the Holy Ghost moved upon this virgin. Oh, I would to God that we understand we need for the Holy Ghost to move upon us, and things will be done that we never could do by ourselves. Would you call upon Him today? He will not fail you. He will not turn His back on you. Right now. Right now, would you call upon Him? Oh, lost person. You've not done anything too bad that He won't bring you back. He will forgive you. And you know what? Just as I read in the good news, a lively hope. Would you call upon Him today? Would you call upon Him today? And oh, beloved brother and sister in Christ, if you're walking the fence or trying to walk the fence, won't you just be all in for God? Won't you be all in for Jesus and enjoy your trip? And your destiny will be fulfilled right now. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. Nikki's over here playing on her grand piano. Thank you, Lord. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Nikki. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, folks, I want to thank you for the last few weeks that we've been together. And we're going to have time to do one more good news tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And then we're going to be working on bringing you the good news at 5 o'clock from our beautiful home up in West Virginia, on the side of the mountain. If we can get enough internet, we are going to be bringing you the news from our deck out in the back and overlooking the beautiful mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains. Over miles away is Flat Top Mountain, Bluefield, West Virginia. Oh, what a time it's going to be.
Amen.
But we've got one more day here at Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. We want to thank all of you. We're going to close with this song today, Because He Lives. Oh yes, because He lives, we can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh, sing it for us, Pastor Nikki.
God said,
they call Him Jesus.
All right, finish it out. What do you say?